Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hi, Melody. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I wasn't sure if you were hearing me or not.
No, I got you. I got you. Give me one. Where's my switchboard acting up here? Oh, here we go. Molly, give me 1 second. I'm trying to find
sure.
A mug. Welcome to the show, first of all. Let me give you a round of applause. My switchboard was slowly coming up, and I'm like, hold on 1 second. Once again, I appreciate you for coming on the show. Dr. Melody Scott, is it Scott, right?
Jackson.
Is that correct?
Jackson.
Melody
Jackson.
Sorry, where did I get Scott
like
from?
Like Michael Jackson, but Melody Jackson.
Okay, that's the cousin of Michael Jackson. I'm joking. state your area of study, I'm sorry.
Mythological studies.
Mythological studies, okay. So,
yeah.
What made you want to go into that area, mythological studies?
Well, the, you know, mythological studies, it's really about studying the stories of people all over the world on a cultural level, so whatever belief systems that people have, whether they're spiritual or even stories explaining how Earth came into being and the stars and whatever. So mythological studies is the study of all the stories of people, both on a broad cultural level as well as personal myths, so people's individual stories about themselves and other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, even though I, in college, my undergrad degree was in computer science, but I was really always drawn to the humanities.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw the opportunity to, get, you know, to go to graduate school to study this, I just said, I'm in. And then I work in the film industry, which, of course, is where our current myths are told, we'll say.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you do in the film industry?
I've had my company, Smart Girls Productions, for over 17 years. And what
okay.
I do is I work
congratulations.
With, thank you. I work with actors and screenwriters, and for actors, I work with them to package themselves and to get them out to the industry, so to market them to get agents and managers, and then I also coach them on getting whatever their own blocks are out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then with screenwriters, I critique screenplays, and, of course, that's story, and that's where my studies come into play, of course. And then I also help them to market themselves and get their screenplays out to production companies and literary agents.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Now, mythologically, you studied that area for quite some time. Now, would you happen to know the area where you are very familiar with your psychiatry, correct?
Did you say, am I familiar with psychiatry?
Yeah.
Psychiatry involves medicine, you know, medical
right.
aspect.
Right,
mythological
right.
studies is really, in, you know, it's more in the psychological aspect and then going a little bit deeper into, you know, more like cultural psychology also. So it doesn't actually involve the medical aspect. So I'm not really.
So you're saying it more goes towards the mental side.
Right, yeah.
Use it with the mind.
The mind and the way that you think. So if people have, you know, chemical issues going on in their brain, I don't deal with that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But, you know, there is a crossover because a lot of times the way that you think will actually affect your brain chemistry.
Right.
You know, you have a good thought, and it's like they work hand in hand. If you sit and think very sad, bad thoughts, then things, physiological changes start happening in your body.
Right.
And that's where illness can come around, when you think bad thoughts and worries and stress, and that brings about physiological change. And then the same way, if you think happy thoughts, just like if someone's ill and they laugh a lot and they, you know, watch funny shows, then that actually helps them physiologically as well. So they are related, but again, I just, you know, I don't, you know, recommend, I can't prescribe any medication or anything like that.
No. I understand. So next question I want to get you is, look, I'm going to touch the Michael Jackson issue briefly. As I stated earlier, with the doctor prescribing him Demerol and other I can't think of it. I was losing my mind here. Antidepressant, some sort of antidepressant along with Demerol. Now, again, as I said, Mike's. Go ahead.
Well, as well as a few other things from what.
Mm-hmm. But as a doctor, I know he said, you know, as a doctor, you should state to the patient that, well, you can't mix this together. Even though, you know, he says he's in this pain, amount of pain, you can't, some things mess, you can't mix together. There's always a medication, some message that you can, but some that you can't, because it could be a health risk, you know.
Yeah, big time.
Mm-hmm. So, and as you know this, there's it could have been mental pain that he was having at the time.
Well,
so it could have been
actually.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, that is really, you know, what I've been writing about, that
mm-hmm.
I want people to, you know, really start to understand, is that, you know, Michael Jackson's death, which I just find tragic, is
mm-hmm.
it really is a result not just of the drugs. Of course, that is physically what killed him, but people try to stop people, the, you know, stars having drugs and stop the doctors from prescribing the drugs, but that is not the source of the problem. The problem goes much deeper, because if a drug addict wants to get drugs, and especially you, if you have the wherewithal to do it, like money and influence, they will get them. What
mm-hmm.
we need to start dealing with, and what I am concerned about, is more that people start to understand how this phenomenon that I have been writing about, called projection, it's a psychological phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens with that, because, and I'm, you know, that is what the problem was for Michael Jackson, is that dealing with fame, you know, if I can just say just a little bit about projection. See, projection is when one person looks at another person and puts over there some thoughts or ideas that's really within themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, traditionally in psychology, projection has been associated with a negative thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it can also be associated with a positive thing, such
mm-hmm.
as when someone falls in love. When you fall in love, early on in your relationship, you're in love and you project perfection on this other person. They're just exquisite, and you think they're amazing. And then, as you go along, you withdraw that projection, which is your own projection on them. You withdraw that, and suddenly they're not so perfect anymore, and you wonder what happened. Okay, so that's how it plays out in an everyday relationship. The same thing happens with a star, especially someone who is talented and magical like Michael Jackson. People
mm-hmm.
project onto him that he offer some kind of transcendence, something bigger than everyday life, and he does to a certain degree, but yet when he leaves the stage, he's a human being.
Right.
Okay, but people project that onto them. That's what makes a star. The problem comes in for the star, though, because the star, if they don't understand this phenomenon of projection, they suddenly think that they have to fulfill what their millions of fans have been projecting on them. And when they're on stage, it's magic. It's the best place they could possibly be. Then they leave the stage, the projection is withdrawn, and they're back to their everyday life, and it's natural in life to just have suffering and things that are not very exciting. They're back to life, and they're like, what happened? and now they start to suffer. And they don't understand that it's just projection when they're on the stage and when they're doing their magic. But they try to create that in their everyday life. And when they don't understand this, then they turn. That's when they start turning to drugs. So people who are becoming famous and gain visibility, you know, I guess, you know, it could really even go into politics or anything else. But as they start to get this visibility and start to receive the projection, they've got to learn, they've got to understand what it is. Otherwise, they try to fulfill it, and they do not, and then it leads to tragedies that we see over and over again.
Right.
That was
another
question. Long-winded explanation, but
no, you're fine. Another question I need to ask you. Okay, Michael Jackson, of course, had numerous ways of getting, you know, finances or large amounts of money. Now, I'm his doctor, and he says, Tim, I need to get medicine. I need Demerol, you know, because, I mean, certain medications have a side effects to them. And it could be, like, a drowsiness or whatever it may be. And some people may like the feeling of the pain, those type of painkillers that they give you. You know, they make you feel, and they may like that high. And they may like it, and they make it, and it becomes an addiction. Now, Michael doesn't say, well, you know what, give me this, and I'll give you $5 million if you give me a certain amount of money. Now, at the end of the day, now with the situation with, I'm not saying Michael did it, I don't know, but at the end of the day, you give this man, you just say $10 million as an example. Now, it's going to take him more than $10 million to get out of the situation that he's currently in right now. Because, you know, Michael's dead, of course, and now he has to go through legal issues and all the other things, lawsuits that he's going through right now, losing his license and whatever the case may be. So the money that this is an example. Do you think that happens a lot?
Well, I mean, obviously it goes against a code of ethics for a doctor to be giving drugs to someone, where it's inappropriate to prescribe a given drug in a situation. I mean, that goes against their code of ethics. I mean, you know, the medical, I forget what you, the oath. I am less concerned about those doctors because I hope that they have to deal with everything, and they should lose their license, and they should be held accountable. I'm more concerned about helping the star who has provided so much joy and happiness to people.
Right.
I'm more concerned about what is it going to take to help them to be free from, you know, from this, we'll say, the illusion, and trying to fulfill that. I hope that, you know, the doctors get their due.
Right. But you see, you know what, they're not told by these doctors that, you know, this medicine has this effect on you. Because I know certain medications, the doctor tell you, don't take it if you don't need it, because it can cause liver damage, it can cause this effect to the body. You know what I mean? And, you know, some doctors, you know, go ahead.
The problem is that someone who is addicted, they're not going to tell the doctors everything that they're taking.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to tell this one, oh, I need this, you know, for, you know, whatever it is, for my pain, and they're going to tell somebody else, I need sleeping pills. And so a given doctor may not know that all these are being mixed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? It isn't that, okay, if you're a good doctor, then you should do testing. You know what I mean? If you know you're giving this person medicine, and, you know, before, and you say, well, he's asking this for this, you know, you should say, okay, wait, I'm going to test him, see, you know, how much is in his system, or, you know,
well,
you know,
Tim, here's the problem. See, they can do that, but what also happens when you get someone as famous as Michael Jackson and as rich, then, you know, they also, someone like that also can surround themselves with people who say yes. I mean, I can only go, you know, by some reports that I've heard, but, you know, it's been in the news and it may or may not be true, but let's just say whether it's true for Michael Jackson or not, it's true in general, is that if someone tries to help them, if they don't want to be helped, if that star does not want to be helped, then they will start shutting you out. So there are, I would guess, there are probably different doctors that did try to help Michael. But, you know, it's more like it's a problem that needs to be addressed along the way, you know, before they get so far, you know, so far gone or so far addicted.
Right.
Because I still think it comes back to that psychological issue of trying to fulfill some idea that is impossible to fulfill. You know, it's kind of like if you go out and, you know, I just got back from a vacation in Jamaica. I had a fabulous time. Now, I would love every day of my life just to be fun and free and, you know, all of that to a certain degree, or at least so I think. Now, if I come back here and I expect my life to be a way where I don't work at all and I just want to lay on the beach and whatever, if I come back here and really expect that, then, you know, then I want to say I'm kidding myself, but if I thought my life should be like that, not that I can't be happy, but if I thought that, then I might say, oh, I've got to do something else, like, you know, drugs or alcohol or this, to try to get that happy feeling, that happy, free feeling that I felt there. You see what I mean? People, you know, but if you think it's going to come exactly that way, the same experience I had there, if I thought I was going to have it exactly the same here in this moment, then I'm going to be disillusioned, and I'm going to try to find it some other way that may not be healthy. But if I say, oh, great, I'm going to come back, I'm going to do my work and be fulfilled from this, I'm going to go on another vacation in a couple of months. But if you can't, if you don't make that separation where, when, you know, let's say for a performer, you're on stage and it's this magical thing, but when you leave, you got to realize that it's not going to be that same experience.
Right.
Because it's projection. It's this psychological thing where people think that you're the answer. In that moment, they're projecting all this energy and empowerment and amazement onto you, and it feels good. You get what's called an inflated ego. You feel like God when you're getting that. And then you leave the stage, and you're wondering where that feeling went. When you don't real, if you don't understand it's just a psychological phenomenon that happens with human beings, then you wonder where it went. Now you go seeking it.
Right.
And that is the source of the problem. Yes, the drugs are more like, we got to handle that too in our culture. But I'm more interested in what would have made the difference for Michael Jackson, or what will make the difference from other, for other people who are entertainers and bigger than life and bring so much happiness and joy to people.
Right.
What's going to make a difference for them is to understand this whole issue of projection.
Right. Another question I need to ask. These celebrities, a lot of them go through, well, people in general, celebrities and general people in general, they go through something, and this deals with psychiatry a little bit, they go through something called anxiety attacks. Now, your perception of that, do you find that it could do you think that comes from, I guess it comes from stress and, you know, large amount of stress and, you know, not like a sleep and like that. Do you agree with that?
I would say it comes from that, but then the question is, where does the stress come from? Where does the lack of sleep come from? It comes from the thoughts in your head. And for the most part, well, actually I won't say for the most part, but a large, large percentage of people don't understand that you can actually manage the thoughts in your head. See, a lot of people think that they are, they believe whatever thought pops into their head. You know what I mean? It's like you have a thought, like you look at someone and you have a thought and you have a judgment. And immediately, then you have a feeling because you say, oh, that person, you know, I don't like that person. And now you really believe that there's something wrong with that person because you just thought, I don't like that person. Okay, that's a thought in your head. It just popped into your head. But what's possible then is to go, oh, that thought popped in my head, just like I have to go to the bathroom. In other words,
right.
It's just something that happens without any awareness.
Right.
But if you see that, if you relate to that thought that popped into your head as just, we'll say, like an urge or a just like a physical urge, this
right.
is just a mental thought that
right.
popped into your head in the same way, then you
right.
can say, oh, but that's not necessarily how it is. That's just a thought that popped into my head. And now you can
right.
say, what do I really feel about that person?
Right.
Oh, yeah, look at, you know, you can look at them differently. So in other words, you can don't believe everything you think.
Right.
Okay, so with anxiety and things like that, people react to the thoughts that come into their head like it's the truth. And they don't know how to separate and really, I'll say, manage those thoughts or control those thoughts so that they don't believe them and therefore don't react to them as if they're the truth.
Right.
So, yeah, it actually creates stress and it builds upon itself when you have these thoughts that you keep believing and they're disempowering and negative thoughts. But
right.
You know, you can manage it, and a lot of people have no idea that you can actually manage that or control those thoughts.
Right. So, I'm gonna play a song for 2 seconds. Can you hold on for me?
Sure.
1 second. Okay. All right, man, I'm back. Another question. Okay, what do you think it's going to take to help these entertainers out?
Well, I think that it is important for more and more people to become aware of this whole, you know, it's really to become more conscious, okay? You know, there's
mm-hmm.
a big consciousness movement that's taken place anyway, really,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the culture and maybe in the world. So it's to become more conscious. I would say more specifically, you know, for the entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a coach for that kind of thing, and I understand it. It's for people in the industry, and really I would say even the managers and the people who are supporting them to
right.
become more aware of how difficult it can be mentally and psychologically to handle fame and visibility and criticism and praise, and like to understand that there's a whole psychological element that goes with it that is a massive, massive amount of energy and weight for that person to handle.
Right.
It's like a weight on their shoulders. So it's going to be having people become more aware that this, how powerful that energy is to be
mm-hmm.
famous
mm-hmm.
and to carry that weight, and then, two, to actually start to seek support and counseling and coaching and things in that area so that they can get grounded in who they are as opposed to the image, because there have been many, many stars who fell to this. Marilyn Monroe, Elvis, you know, all the stars that turned to drugs, you know, almost all of them were trying to alleviate some pain that they had, some
right.
pain in the heart, some soul pain that they had through drugs. And the soul pain came from not understanding what weight they were carrying with this fame and how they were trying to fulfill it. So it's really about more and more awareness.
Right. Okay. Dr. Jackson, of course. So what do you have coming up? What do you have coming up with your projects?
Well, I'm working on a book,
mm-hmm.
and I wrote an academic book called The Mythic Power of Film, but I am working on a book that has to do with this whole issue of managing, you know, this whole psychology of, you know, as your star is rising, as your fame is growing, like how to deal with, I really think of it as energy. It's not, it's, we call it fame, but it's really being able to carry a massive amount of projected energy. So I'm working on a book about how to deal with it. And it's really fascinating, too, you know, whether you're someone who wants visibility and fame or not. It's fascinating to study this phenomenon for people. And the book that I'm writing, it's going to be for certainly, you know, for people who are dealing with becoming famous. But it's also for the layperson who's interested in this whole phenomenon. And so I'm working on that book, and then I do have a company called Hollywood Marketing Maven, as well as Smart Girls Productions, and How to Hollywood, and those are all websites as well.
And, yeah, the listeners, they can go check the, check that website out. Of course, check your website itself, of course, to find more about what you're involved in and everything in that nature.
Yeah, and the best place, if people want more information, like the main portal is to go to smartg.com. That's short for Smart Girls Productions. They just go to smartg.com, and then they can sort of get tapped into everything from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ms. Jackson, thank you so much for coming and taking time to come on the show. I really appreciate it so much. And
Absolutely.
I really hope that, no problem, I really hope that this issue, I really hope that you find some way, some, you know, some thing to get this, you know, help these individuals out, because it's continual constantly with, you know, with this industry, you know, and then these people actually need help. They need to be able to come to a solution without going to prescription drugs or drugs in general or alcohol in that nature, you know, to fulfill that pain or to cover up something. You know, they need to actually just come out and face the issue and try to find a solution for that problem.
That's very well put, Tim.
Thank
you
so much.
Very well.
Oh.
I appreciate it.
No problem, no problem. I didn't mean to take over your job, but
No, great. I really appreciate it. I think you put it very succinctly, so.
So I appreciate you so much, and thank you so much. You don't know how glad I am that you came on the show and you know, to touch this issue. So many people need to you know, bring this issue forth, and so many things would not be going on right now. Once again, you're more than welcome to come back by the show anytime that you see fit, and you know, I look forward to having you back on again, and you know, thank you so much, and I'll be in touch with you.
All right, that sounds great, and thank you.
No problem. You have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Shout out to Dr. Melody Jackson, brilliant mythological doctor from LA. She's brilliant. Make sure you guys go to smartg.com to find out more information about her and what she does. I'm going to jump to some more music, and I'll be right back.
Crazy, silly way. other girl is quite like you, and no one has my back like you do. Girl, you're one of a kind, and you blow my mind, and I'm glad to see.
Amazes me how you stay. I already knew there was something inside of you, something I thought that I would never find. Angel of mine, I look at you looking at me. Now I know why they say the best things are free.
Shopping malls and holidays, couldn't tell her nothing. Now you go.
trying to deny it, but I'm dying from this pain, and I just can't hide it.
It's like, ooh,
I just can't get over you.
Girl,
it feels like I caught the flu.
Junkie got me buzzing like a bee. You know I'm after that, honey. Yeah. I got my eye on her. I can't keep it off her.
Nah.
She got an eye on me.
Yeah.
She can't keep it off me.
Nope.
Bad little shorty. Now I know how Lauryn Hill felt, cause she killing me softly. Yeah.
There's nothing in this world. There's not another girl that could satisfy my need. And me really want to take her home. Yo, cause she look nice, she is that one of a kind. When me look up in her eyes, she got me mesmerized. Picture perfect like a Kodak moment. When she kiss me goodnight, and she filling up on me. Yeah, we been there.
fire from the jump. Never front, never start, never done. What an average girl done. And I can tell by her body language, she feels my emotions and got me anxious. So that me time for me, I'm me an angel. I'm a really, I feel it turn on. She's the woman of my life, and yes, she shine bright. So please let the chorus go.
Nothing like us. None. She makes me feel comfortable. I make her feel wonderful. You the type of girl I want to introduce my mother to.
Yeah.
And you don't listen to your friends, 'cause you know what.